now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is making decisions. Each of my guests is discussing tough decisions in our work and personal life. My next guest is an innovator and leader in the senior care business. He and his wife founded Home Instead Senior Care. It's a non-medical senior care business with nearly 900 facilities worldwide. We're going to discuss elder care, the business of elder care, and franchising. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the county, it's area code 805-639-0008. Paul Hogan co-founded Home Instead Senior Care with his wife Lori on June the 1st, 1994. They began operating the company out of an office in his mother's home with just one desk and one computer. Truly one of the America's success stories for a startup company. Today, Home Instead Senior Care Network includes about 900 franchise offices worldwide with locations in 15 countries and Puerto Rico. The company is now the undisputed global senior care leader, and its momentum and growth continue unabated. In June 2010, Paul moved from the CEO role to the chairman role of the company and said so that he could help keep the company at the forefront of the global senior care industry. In 1985, Paul began his franchising career with Mary Maids. He remained with that company until founding Home Instead Senior Care in 1994. Paul was born in Norcross, Georgia, but he grew up in Omaha. He has his bachelor's degree in business, specializing in finance, from the University of Nebraska at Lincoln. Welcome to the show, Paul. How are you today?
Great, Billy. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I enjoy having thought leaders and leaders in business, and you certainly qualify as both. So let's jump into it, shall we? You couldn't really have positioned your business better for success than you have. I mean, let me set the stage for the listeners. There are over 78 million baby boomers on the verge of retirement right now. This will create really monumental changes in the social and the economic challenges in this country and into the 21st century. How adult children and seniors prepare and plan for their future is really a complex issue, perhaps even more so with the new health care legislation, and we might get into that if time permits. So now enter Home Care Instead Senior Living. What made you start your business in the senior care business and focus on this market?
Well, we started Home Instead with based on the experience we had with my own grandmother, Billy. She lived down the street from my mother. She was in a one-bedroom apartment. She got to the point where she was so weak she couldn't even get out of her own chair anymore. And so my mom and all her brothers and sisters had the big family meeting, and they agreed on two things. One, that there was going to be no nursing home in her future. And number two, my mom said, hey, well, I'm right up the street. Let's move her to my house, and I'll chip in and keep her comfortable for what looked like might be that last year. And so the family did that, and we all chipped in. That 1 year turned into 11. I mean, she,
wow.
So she, you know, restored her will to live. I mean, it helped through encouragement, assistance, stimulation, making sure she took her medications on time. She lived a whole another decade of relative independence in her 90s. So we saw firsthand you didn't have to be a doctor or a nurse to change someone's life around. So, you know, we started Home Instead to do for others what my family did for my grandmother.
Now, that's a moving story, Paul, that you tell. I mean, that's very heartwarming, and the fact that your grandmother lived another decade beyond that is just incredible success. So let me ask you, you looked at the history of families in general during the Middle Ages and really on up into the modern era. You had multiple generations living in a household. It wasn't that uncommon from the situation you just described, where grandmother moved in with your mom and everybody took care of one another until your grandmother's dying days. So did you base your whole theory on the model of that, or was it just exclusively based on your experience with your grandmother? And why will other people enjoy this experience as well?
Well, my mom and her siblings made this decision out of a sense of, they wanted the best quality care. They wanted to keep my grandmother in a home environment. And but none of my family are medical-oriented people. And we just did the basics for my grandmother, and we saw the impact. And so we modeled Home Instead Senior Care after exactly what my family did for my grandmother. But here's the thing. My grandma had 12 kids and 50 grandkids and 51 greats.
Wow.
And it seemed like it took everybody, you know, to get this done. And so we thought, well, what do other families do that only have two kids and they want the same thing? They want their loved one to age in place or age in the home environment.
All right. We're talking to Paul Hogan, everybody. He is the author of the book, Stages of Senior Care. He's also one of the founders of Home Instead Senior Care. And we're talking about the senior care industry. Now, Paul, I think it's very interesting and commendable that your family made the decision that there was going to be no nursing home in your grandmother's experience in her last days. But let me ask you this, because there have been all kinds of advances in medical care. Baby boomers are going to live longer than any previous generation at any time in history. But at the same time, there are elder diseases such as cancer, dementia, type 1 diabetes. They're also on the rise. So
yes.
Living longer, does that really mean that baby boomers are going to enjoy an increased quality of life as they age?
No, it really doesn't, Billy. Many people will, you know, they'll have suffer a long morbidity period. And one of the keys to successful aging is really to sort of compress that time period. And that means basically healthy aging, so that, you know, there is not this long, drawn-out decline.
All right, so that's certainly something that we all want to fight, and I falling into the baby boom generation, I'm assuming that you do too. We certainly want our lives to be as long and successful as possible. Where does Home Instead Senior Care as a company fit into this picture? Because you're non-medical home care, but how does that help with the longevity? How does that help with the seniors' quality of life that you're serving?
Well, the bottom line, Billy, is our service, and this has been expressed to us by our people that have had our services, it really does restore a will to live. One of the greatest problems with seniors is and aging adults is isolation, depression, which leads to a lack of nutrition, which leads to weakness, which leads to a fall and a fracture, which leads to, this decline. And when our caregivers get involved, they don't just provide tasks, you know, like light housekeeping and meal preparation and so on. I mean, we do things to encourage, to stimulate. We plan things for the future, activities, and our clients look forward to the things that they will do with their caregiver next week, next month, not just what is going to happen today in the household. So they really become engaged with the community again, and it really does create this, will to live, and that's very vital in someone's health and well-being.
Without a doubt. We're talking to Paul Hogan, everybody. He's the author of the book, Stages of Senior Care. He's also one of the founders of Home Instead Senior Care, the company that he was just describing. And Paul, what did you, you wrote the book, Stages of Senior Care. Why did you write the book? What did you get out of writing this book?
Well, we wrote it because every day we're around in the kitchen table or in a hospital room with a senior citizen and or their adult child, and here's a person, an adult child who's steeped in anguish, basically, because they don't know what to do. 4 days ago, mom was fine; she was playing bridge with her bridge partners. But 2 days ago, she had a stroke, and now today, I'm trying to guess at what her preferences are, and. We just through these experiences, we've learned there's a huge void in knowledge about what are the options for care, what are the costs, who pays for them, and there's just essentially no planning going on. Well, we wondered why this was, and did some research and realized there was really no guidebook to help a family navigate through all the choices of senior care. I mean, you can find a guidebook on how to have your wedding and how to have your child and how to raise your toddler and how to get your, you know, raise your boy and your girl and get through high school and college and a career. But when it comes to seniors and aging, there's nothing. So we wrote Stages to fill that need.
And it's a wonderful book, very comprehensive, has lots of little checklists, call-out boxes that describe some of the terms that you're doing. But, and Paul, you wrote the book back in 2009. However, the scene has changed a lot since 2009. We've passed last year the healthcare initiative. What is the impact that the Obamacare healthcare initiative is going to have on senior care and the choices that are available to seniors?
Well, there's certainly some moving parts still, as we have a new Congress. So, but we're anticipating that there will be increase in our cost of doing business, which will be passed on to the consumer. There's a couple of bright spots in there. There's the CLASS Act, which will create a much, much higher level of awareness for the general public to actually do some planning for old age. There's such a lack of planning at this stage. That exercise of opting out or staying in that program will create a higher level of awareness for that. Second thing is there's a real focus on readmissions. I mean, it's a revolving door for seniors in hospitals. I mean, I think it's one in every four seniors discharged from a hospital will return within 30 days, and it's due to lack of care at home. I mean, they don't eat right, so they don't get good meals, they don't take their medications they're supposed to on time, they don't make that first doctor visit, they aren't getting a good night's sleep. So these things cause a senior to have a problem within the first 30 days and take that ambulance ride right back to the hospital. So there's some provisions in the health care bill that will incent hospitals to do a better job at discharging seniors and reducing this experience of readmissions, and it could save anywhere from $15 to $17 billion.
Wow, I mean, that's a staggering statistic. One out of four seniors discharged from the hospital returned within 30 days. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable just by itself. That would raise the awareness of adult children who are thinking about senior care for their parents, their aging parents as well. I'm fascinated, Paul, by the business aspects of this too. I mean, you've gone from zero in 1994 to where you are today. You're definitely the leader in the industry, over 900 facilities, franchise units in 15 countries and Puerto Rico. An amazing success story in a relatively short amount of time. Now, I know you come out of franchising with MaryMaids. You worked with them for a while before you started Home Instead Senior Care. Why did you choose to go the franchising route rather than all company-owned businesses in order to grow your empire?
Well, because I believe in and I really like the idea of having a high degree of passion at the local level. Our franchise owners' business is a reflection of their reputation in the community. And their ownership creates a much more compassionate product for the senior, I believe. You know, it'd be very difficult for me to breathe life, breathe energy, breathe compassion into a caregiving staff in Thousand Oaks, California, all the way from Omaha, Nebraska. But right there in the local community, someone who's lived there a long time is the owner and is the person that is creating the motivations and the excitement for what we do locally. So it's a great marriage franchising model because you get local ownership, yet they also have a national network to tap into for innovations and economies and training and tools.
Great. We're talking to Paul Hogan, everybody. He's one of the founders of Home Instead Senior Care, the largest senior care provider in the United States and around the world, over 900 units. So, Paul, help break it down. For people who are interested in listening to the sound of our voice, they want to know a little bit more about each of these individual businesses. And you mentioned Thousand Oaks. You do have a franchise there. What does it look like at the local level? What does the business actually look like on a day-to-day basis?
Well, I would say, typical Home Instead office, you'll find a franchise owner that has a full-time office staff of about 8 to 10 people who then manage a caregiving, a group of caregivers that are about 150 to 175 individuals.
Wow.
That are out in the community caring for people in their homes. Now, over the last 12 months, if you put them all together, we've done over 40 million hours of care in the last 12 months. So,
amazing.
But it's all driven by local ownership, which is, of our senior clients can meet the actual owner of that business.
And then one of these caregivers, when they go to a home, are they there 8 hours a day, 4 hours a day? They just there for specific tasks? What does that look like at the home level for people who might even be considering this for their own parents?
Well, we do as little as just a few hours a week to as much as 24 hours around the clock indefinitely. But typically a family will use our service about 15 to 20 hours a week. And that is typically enough to make a huge difference between a senior staying at home and having to leave that home, and a huge difference to the family. See, we really supplement a lot of the families that provide some care on their own.
Mm.
We don't replace family. We supplement.
And that's a good distinction to draw, Paul. We're talking to Paul Hogan, one of the co-founders of Home Instead Senior Care. Paul, you are a leader in this industry. In fact, you're probably the leader in the industry. So I'm going to ask you to look into your crystal ball a little bit. Starting in 2009, the first baby boomers were eligible for retirement, and that's just going to increase every year over the next 18 years. So what do you see ahead in the senior care industry if you had to look into your crystal ball?
Well, I think the biggest thing we'll see is seniors making decisions for themselves earlier. Right now, and over the past 16 years, we've experienced this, where 3 out of 4 times it's the adult child making the decision or really encouraging strongly to their parent, you need some help, I can't keep doing this for you, you know, I'm stretched too thin. This is the adult family caregiver talking here. And we're seeing a lot of decisions made after a crisis has occurred. You know, after a hip fall in a broken hip, after dementia sits in, after a stroke, and therefore the adult child gets stuck guessing what the best options for their mother or father are, and they never talked about it. They denied it, and in the future, I think you'll see this next generation, and my mom's one of them. My mom owned a home cleaning service. She's familiar with services versus my grandmother, who was World War II generation depression era, did everything for themselves. My mom used to services. She had dry cleaning service. She had financial service. She had a child some child care services and lawn service and so on. This will be another service in the long line of list of services that the next generation has used, and all to mitigate risk in the home and living at home. One of the best tools we've ever developed that's free to the public is the 40-70 rule to help these conversations happen between adult children and their parents.
And Paul, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there. I know you want to talk about the 40-70 rule, but we're running out of time. So I've got to just say that we're talking to Paul Hogan. He's the author of the book, Stages of Senior Care. He's also one of the founders of Home Instead Senior Care. We're coming up on ABC News at the top of the hour. Paul, thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. If people want to know more about you, about your book, where would you tell them to go on the internet?
HomeInstead.com.
HomeInstead.com is the URL. Paul, thanks again for being our guest here on Brainstorming. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Billy. It's a pleasure.
Pleasure.